Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1462, air date June 27th, 2024.
All right, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. Today, we're going to be having a discussion on ginger, a pretty incredible herb and related to ulcerative colitis. That's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about ginger relative to ulcerative colitis. So we're going to jump right in. You're going to learn a lot about the plant, the science of it. You're going to learn a lot about the molecular systems of ulcerative colitis. So let's just jump right in and begin. And one of the things I want to mention is the approach that we take with everything that we do here is an approach that always involves a systems approach, meaning that we don't just look at it from a biology standpoint or a health standpoint or a political standpoint. We look at it from all of those approaches. So that's what I want to mention to all of you. So we're taking a systems approach to what we do here. So let me bring up my slides. Sometimes these slides have been having a little bit of difficulty recently. Let me see if I can bring that up. I'm gonna have to go to entire screen. There we go. The browser can't try capturing screen to see. Okay, let me just do this. I'm going to have to pop out and then come right back in, or let me see if I can do this. Let's see if I can do this. We've been having this problem recently where you try to open up a file and it forces you to open it up not in PowerPoint. So let me do this here. Let's see. Well, as we're waiting, what I'm going to do for people is one of the important things for people to understand is the systems approach I take involves a long journey. So let me play this video while I'm bringing that up. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, we're back. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of a snafu there. We were trying to figure out how to get PowerPoint going, but I think we have it up. So anyway, to those of you joining recently, we're going to be doing a discussion on ginger and ulcerative colitis. Ginger and ulcerative colitis. So I got to stop this thing. Let me go back out and I'll be right back. All right, guys, sorry about that. There's this unfortunate thing that Chrome makes you do to violate our privacy. Chrome forces you these days to log in. I think this should not be allowed, but you know, this is the age of where big corporations want to track everything you're doing. So I actually have to log into Chrome in order to actually even be able to use any of the stuff that I'm, which should be allowed to be used. So that's why we've been having a little bit of problems. This is a very, very interesting thing that Google does now. Don't really like it. But anyway, what I just shared with you was my journey to systems. But those of you who are joining new, because we've been having a couple of technical issues, let me just let you know that what we're going to be talking about today, we talked about ginger earlier, but we're going to be talking about ginger and ulcerative colitis. A lot of you have written to me wanting to really explain what is colitis and what could be some potential solutions for that. So in the context of that, we're going to talk about ginger and ulcerative colitis. What I just shared with you in the video about the systems approach we take, even when we look at something like ginger, we take the approach of think, fight, and heal. So the thinking part is really the science. The fighting part is a politics of the way science gets done. And then the healing part is a health piece. As a part of that, what we've created and the platforms we offer are three significantly important things. One is the aspect of the movement, Truth, Freedom, Health, which is a platform for revolutionary change. Particularly, our platform for Truth, Freedom, Health is really about you. It's about recognizing that there's no one coming to save us. You have to save yourself. To the extent you get that, I have created some very powerful tools that can help you learn how to fight back and learn how to take care of your health and learn how to do science. But ultimately, I am not here to tell you that I'm your savior or our movement's a savior, an individual is a savior. You will have to save yourself. Now, the good news is we have created some very powerful weapons to enable you to go save yourself. So I hope you take advantage of that. Truth, Freedom, Health, the movement, VA Shiva Systems Health, which is a very powerful platform for understanding how your body is a unique system, and then cytosol. So if you look at food, ultimately food is really the source of health. And we've created a very powerful solution out of my work called a clean raw certified seal. It's a bottoms up certification program created by We the People for We the People. It's not driven by the government, but we have created a very powerful program that allows you to participate in figuring out what is clean food. And this is a systems approach. So you will see the seal, certified clean, certified raw, and some products out there. The other piece is from food, but cytosol, another platform, we have the ability to combine compounds from food to using natural compounds to discover powerful medicines, obviating the need to kill animals, and a very different approach than big pharma. Finally, one needs to understand that not all food is good for all the people at all the time. So the Systems Health platforms we teach people in our systems educator program to figure out what the right food for you, for the right person is at the right time. These are all three very important dynamic conditions. So just to be clear, our movement offers a lot of solutions, but it requires you to want to save yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is a very powerful program. You can go to truthfreedomhealth.com to get educated, or you can choose to be enslaved. And as a part of that, let me play you the video, which will, as people are joining, on what is Truth Freedom Health. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to. And we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of Truth, Freedom, and Health leaders. We don't need followers like social media, we need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We gotta train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local.
Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not-so-obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not-so-obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, when you learn, when you go to truthfromhealth.com, you will actually learn the science of systems, and it's what will help you save yourself. Again, we create powerful tools so you can become an agent of change. We're not here to be saviors, because we recognize that it is movements that have changed the world, and movements are created by people who want to save themselves. They're not looking to politicians. They're not looking to hope. They're not looking to some savior to come from above. But if you want to save yourself, we'll give you the weapons to do that. So go to truthfromhealth.com and become a warrior scholar. We'll teach you how to fight back. There's an entire free course there that you should take advantage of. It's a course that'll teach you everything from the systems of climate change to systems of healthcare systems, et cetera. But it's time for you to decide if you want to actually fight or whether you want to outsource your future to somebody else, which really doesn't get you anywhere. Lifespan is going down all over the world, and cost of living is going up. This is what happens when you keep outsourcing your future. So become a Truth, Freedom, Health warrior scholar if you want to change that direction. Anyway, let's go back to our discussion here on, Ginger, okay? All right, so you have a little bit of background on the approach that we take. By the way, if you want to get involved, you can take the free course. It's nothing. You get a whole bunch of stuff, and then you can progress on. You can also become a warrior scholar and support everything we're doing. When you become a free member, there's actually four gifts now. This should be changed. There's an entire course called Get Off the Plantation. If you want to become a supporter, you get that. Plus, you get a whole bunch of other gifts when you sign up. These are contributions, including a tool that helps you figure out how your body is a system. And if you become a warrior scholar,
You get a whole bunch of 15 gifts plus the Get Off the Plantation course. But this is about weaponizing you to fight without us essentially creating a codependent relationships. You can come every Thursdays, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. to the Truth, Freedom, and Health open house. It's at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You get to meet some incredible people. Most importantly, you get to meet people. We'll engage you into doing something that matters, and then we provide you the tools. That's what's the most important thing. All right. So what you want to learn today, or what you will learn today, is we'll teach you a little bit about ginger. In fact, a lot about ginger. You're going to learn about ulcerative colitis. What is ulcerative colitis? We're going to also share with you the powerful technology process that we have on how Cytosolv works, which all of you can also take advantage of. Then we're going to go into discussing Cytosolv and how the digestive health initiative we've created. We've created a scientific initiative to really help solve digestive health issues. You can be a part of that. You can support it. You can be a part of it in many, many ways. We'll talk about it. And then we're going to talk about how ginger can have beneficial effects in alleviating ulcerative colitis. We'll also talk about how much ginger you should take. And is ginger right for you? Many people think anything in nature is good for everyone. It's not true. We have a very powerful way, using a tool called Your Body, Your System, that you can actually figure out if ginger is right for you under certain condition. And then we'll also share with you how you can be part of our Cytosolv Digestive Health Initiative. All right, so we're going to share with you a number of those capabilities. So what is ginger? Well, first of all, ginger is one of the most commonly consumed dietary condiments in the world. It's a rhizome. It's part of the root, but it's more specifically a rhizome. And it is the main portion of ginger that is consumed. The rhizomes sort of hang off the roots. They're like nodules. And the medicinal use of ginger dates back nearly 5,000 years in both ancient Chinese and Indian medicine. It's considered the mighty herb. The medicinal compounds of ginger are attributed to its gingerol compounds, which we're going to go through. And the FDA generally recognized as safe. This means GRAS, which means grass. And that's sort of the acronym for it. Now, from an indigenous and traditional use standpoint, ginger has been extensively used in Siddha and Ayurveda, which is one of the oldest systems of medicine. It's also known as a Vishvabhesaj, which means it's a universal medicine. It can be used for many things. It balances doshas, which are the energetic forces in Indian medicine, vata, pitta, and kapha in the body. The other piece is that its indigenous and traditional use dates back also to Middle Eastern cultures, which have used ginger in herbal teas for flavor and therapeutic purposes. African cultures have used ginger for anti-malarial properties, immunity enhancement, and treatment for nausea. We've talked about this before. It's treatment for nausea. Now, in Western herbalism, the use of ginger is for GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, arthritis, and muscular discomfort. Now, there's two types of ginger. A lot of people don't know they have very different properties. When you look at ginger in its dry ginger form and fresh ginger form, we'll discuss this, have a very different properties. Now, the fresh ginger, if you just get fresh ginger, it is very sharp. It's peppery. It's slightly sweet flavor with a pungent aroma. Now, when ginger is dried in South India, it's called chukku, the flavor becomes much more concentrated and intense. As we'll talk about, it has different heating properties in the body too. Now, dry ginger and fresh ginger differ in both flavor and potency. Now, during the drying process, a gingerol is converted to shogol. And its flavor does not diminish as quickly as that of fresh ginger. So typically cultures would, you know, dry the ginger so they could use it for many, many years, even many long periods of time. Now, what is ulcerative colitis? Ulcerative colitis, for those of you who don't know, is really a chronic inflammatory disease in the bowels. It's caused by chronic inflammation of the mucosal layer in the colon and the rectum. If you know people have this, it's sort of they it's something that affects them every day. Now, the symptoms include diarrhea, fever, fatigue, anemia, loss of appetite, and weight loss. And we'll show you shortly as we go through this, ulcerative colitis also increases the risk of colorectal cancer. What are the interventions? There's various interventions that people have had that you traditionally find, okay? And those interventions include the following three, you know, which, I mean, there's many others: 5-aminosalicylic acid, corticosteroids, and immunosuppressants. That's what typically the pharma guys push for ulcerative colitis. Now, the problem is these drugs have a lot of serious side effects. 30 to 55% of the patients either have no response to these drugs or develop resistance in the later stages of treatment. 10% of the patients undergo surgical removal of the inflamed area in the colon or rectum, right? So they basically cut that area out. But this is essentially the interventions that are put out there. About 5 million people in the world suffer from ulcerative colitis. That's a prevalence of it. Now, what we want to look at is the effect of ginger on ulcerative colitis, or more broadly, on digestive health. Okay, so that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at, here you have ginger. And by the way, ginger has many compounds in it. Here's this molecular system dysfunction in digestive health, which is known as ulcerative colitis. And we want to ask the question, how does ginger support digestive health? How does ginger, downregulate ulcerative colitis? Now, in order to do that, how would we do this? Well, think about how you could not do this. The individual does not have money to go fund scientific research, typically. So typically you take your money and you give it to the government in taxes, and the government, if they choose to, will put money into this. Now, what we've done with the technology solution that we created called Cytosol, which came out of my PhD work, we've figured out over the last 16, 20 years, a platform that allows us to do scientific research faster, cheaper, and safer without the need for animal testing. And that's what we're going to talk to you about. But this is a problem we want to look at, the effect of ginger on gut health. And in order for you guys to appreciate what is Cytosol, I'll play you a video. Best thing is this video will really educate you on what is Cytosol. Who would have ever thought someone like me would invent email and create Cytosol to revolutionize health for personalized and precision medicine, a system for delivering the right medicine for the right person at the right time? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. As a child, I observed my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practice Siddha, India's oldest system of medicine, to heal local villagers by observing their face, to know their unique constitution, to deliver a unique combination of foods, healing herbs, and massage. The caste system and her abilities to heal inspired me to understand the interconnectedness of all life. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, technologist, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. As a 14-year-old, I began working as a full-time research fellow at Rutgers Medical School to unravel the mysteries of sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, and created the world's first email system long before I ever heard of MIT. As I traversed academia over the next 3 decades, I observed self-serving academics, never solving real problems, writing grant after grant, competing for tenure while diminishing real science and real scientists, pushing a reductionist science to destroy the scientific method. Like the blind men who never saw the whole elephant but the parts, they delivered a dismembered view of reality. I observed Big Pharma use such reductionism, wasting billions year after year to fund research in test tubes, killing animals, and using the poor as guinea pigs for clinical testing to create products that even the FDA no longer allowed. Not only Big Pharma practiced this reductionism, but also the elites of Big Vitamin, Big Green, and Big New Age, with gurus and yogis empowered by Hollywood celebrities selling one supplement after another based on a cherry-picked science. All that changed in 2003 when the Human Genome Project ended, revealing that humans have the same number of genes, about 20,000, as that of a worm, giving rise to a systems biology. We realized that one-size-fits-all medicine was a failure. we realized their medicines were killing us, making today's generation's lifespan shorter than any previous generation. Obesity, heart disease, deaths from adverse reaction to drugs, confusion on what diet, what supplements, and who to believe is what they have delivered you. They push natural and organic products for your beauty and wellness, while their real solution is their plastic surgeons and Botox. We've been sold out. It's time for real science, a system science that interconnects the parts to discover truth, to know what really works, to get the health we need and deserve. This is why I created Cytosolv. Cytosolv is about truth, freedom, and health versus power, profit, and control. Cytosolv is a revolutionary technology integrating bioinformatics, computational biology, mathematical modeling, decentralization to reveal the truth. Cytosolv computes trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions to discover what actually works based on the actual science. No reductionism, no cherry picking. Cytosolv's predictive modeling has been proven accurate time and time again, matching laboratory results. Cytosolv discovers synergistic combinations of compounds to maximize health and reduce toxicity. For example, we know curcumin from turmeric and resveratrol from red grapes alleviate inflammation, but how much should we combine? Current methods are hand-waving at best. Here, with Cytosolv, we first model the control condition with no curcumin and no resveratrol to simulate high inflammation with the cytokine level at 0.15 micromolar. Next, we add just 5 micromolars of curcumin. The inflammation drops to 0.05. Next, we use 5 micromolars of resveratrol and the inflammation drops from 0.15 to 0.06. But when we combine curcumin and resveratrol of 3 micromolars of curcumin and 2 micromolars of resveratrol, inflammation drops from 0.15 to 0.03. Far lower, nearly 200% less than just one compound alone. That's the synergy principle of system science. We've all had enough of their fake and reductionist science. They think we'll simply keep buying their marketing, their celebrities, and their products that can never truly heal us. We don't need them. Great things come when we integrate the best of things. It's our time. It's time we delivered solutions for ourselves. It's time for truth, freedom, and health. It's time for Cytosolv. Welcome.
All right, if you guys want to know more, you can go to vashiva.com/open science to know more about the Cytosolv Open Science Institute. All right, so when we look at Cytosolv, Cytosolv has a very specific innovation process we do on how we approach digestive health. Typically, what we do is first we create a systems architecture of the disease process, then we publish, then we do the modeling on the computer, then we do combination screening of different compounds, and then we, whatever we discover, we patent. So Amazon and these other companies or Big Pharma doesn't steal it. And then we license and manufacture it. We're working on many, many different areas right now, from arthritis to pancreatic cancer to dengue to oral health, a bunch of them. What we want to talk about is we want to be on the path to creating, through one of our spinouts, Digestosolv, a product for digestive health from natural compounds in nature. And where we are right now is we're in the combination screening phase of that development. So many of you know we built a product called MV25, which went through this entire process. So in 2017 and 19, we built the systems architecture. We literally took every paper in the universe having to do with osteoarthritis, and we mapped them all out. And we published this openly to the world. And we published it also in a major journal. Then we did the mathematical modeling. And then we screened many, many compounds in nature: chamomile, grapefruit, parsley, bitter orange, celeriac, spinach, lime. And remember, these are natural ingredients. And out of these natural ingredients, we discovered a set of compounds. And that's where we did the combination screening. And we took all of these different natural ingredients in nature, identified two very specific compounds out of the trillions of computations we did. And then we ended up getting, years later, last year, in fact, a US patent, sorry, to be specific, May 9, 2023, a patent because of the synergistic effect we discovered, and then we manufactured it. So that is what MV25 is. And again, to understand this process, let me play you another video.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So that's a small example, one example of what we can do with this powerful platform. Do the research, understand the components of compounds in nature, put them together, do trillions of computations, actually develop a product that works. And all of you can participate in this. You can obviously go purchase MV25, but more importantly, if you're interested in doing research on your own, come to one of our open houses and you can learn more. But you can learn more about MV25 here. Similarly, we've taken the same approach because we care for our pets. We've identified a set of ingredients and compounds with one of our partners that really works for whole systems health for pets. And you can go to vashiva.com in the shop and get it there. So this is the same approach we've done with digestive health. We're right now in the combination screening phase to build a product for digestive health. And so let's start with the first phase of what we've completed, what we call the systems architecture. And this really helps us understand ulcerative colitis. But what happens here in ulcerative colitis is you have inflammation-induced cell death, which then leads to ulcer formation, which further causes inflammation-induced cell death. So you have this unfortunate process. So if you look at it, here's what happens with the inflammation-induced cell death, which is part of the cell injury. But if you look at the ulcer formation over here, it begins with stress, oxidative stress. And this oxidative stress in the mitochondria, through a series of chemical processes and chemical enzymes, as you can see down through here, results in genetic expression. So the oxidative stress, where reactive oxygen species are created, results in your body ultimately creating inflammatory cytokines. And these inflammatory cytokines cause cell injury. So let's sort of blow it up over here. And that's what we're seeing right here. The inflammatory cytokines lead to the ulcer. And what you're seeing here is here's a plasma membrane of the epithelial tissue in the colon. So you have the colon and the lining of that is epithelial. And the, for example, here's TNF, which is not something that TNFR1, which is an inflammatory cytokine, the receptor for that. And through a series of chemical reactions, as you can see here, this leads ultimately to apoptosis, which is a cell death, right? Which causes the ulcer. But there's a bunch of chemical reactions that are participating in here. But the bottom line is this results in a cascade of reactions, ultimately resulting in either this pathway or this pathway through the caspase 8 and caspase 3 pathway to apoptosis. And apoptosis is when, which essentially puts holes in your gut. And this leads to hyperplasia. And eventually, this can also lead to carcinogenesis, which is colorectal cancer. So all with this reactive oxygen species, genetic expression takes place to release inflammatory cytokines. And through these processes, you're getting induced cell death, which causes, you know, the hole in your gut, which can potentially lead to carcinogenesis. So this is from the systems architecture viewpoint. Cytosolve has mapped this out in our system. So that's one of the important processes we've done as a part of this effort. As a part of this systems architecture, what we have is we have, we've identified genetic factors, immune system reactions, dysbiosis of intestinal flora, environmental factors, lifestyle, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen use, psychological stress factor, smoking, consumption of milk product. All of these triggers we have identified leads to these processes, okay? So this is all in the systems architecture, what we've completed. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is we have a very powerful process to go step by step by step to take on any disease. And all of you guys can be part of that research if you want. Okay. So the second step we've done is we've published this. We did a very important white paper on digestive health where we shared all these pathways and the analysis of what's going on. So that's the second important piece. The third piece we've done is we've started modeling using the computer, identifying all these very powerful chemical pathways. We started modeling that with cytosol. And then we have just started doing the combination screening. These are around 25 different things, and there are many others in nature that can alleviate ulcerative colitis and support digestive health, from ginger to aloe vera, green tea, boswellia, butyrate, licorice, slippery elm, tormento, wheatgrass, turmeric, germinated barley, bromelain, psyllium, ashwagandha, gugel, Agaricus subrufinensis. These are essentially different types of, you know, probiotics, separate cinnamon, you know, Japanese honeysuckle, burdock, ginkgo. So we started screening. So think about what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is in nature, there are all these different powerful ingredients. Our goal is using cytosol, which one of those have the right compounds we can combine to figure out what can alleviate ulcerative colitis and support gut health. Big pharma cannot do this. They have no interest in doing this. They're typically looking to create a single synthetic compound, and which they own, and then they can, which causes side effects. Here, we're looking at natural compounds from these products. So this is where you guys can be part of this effort, as I'll talk about shortly. So this is what we're looking at. As a part of this, we're focusing today just on ginger, and we're doing this across all of these compounds. Now, ginger, there's about 12,000, over 12,000 research articles written on it. It's been clinical trials of over 230 clinical trials, over 89 years of medical research. So it's a big body of work that's been done on it. And what we have found out so far is when you look at ginger, there's about 18 key molecules, many compounds, about 150 chemical compounds, minerals, vitamins, gingerols, but overall 150 chemical compounds. But these 18 have been well researched. Here you can see 9 minerals, from calcium to magnesium, sodium, manganese, iron, zinc, copper, and a bunch of others, but 9 major minerals. Vitamins, vitamin C, B3, and B6. And then you have these phenolic compounds, which are ginger, enone A, zingerone, Schogel's, paradol, gingerol, and 1-dehydro-10-gingerdione. So these are the 18 molecules that have been well researched. Obviously, there's others. And when you look at the gingerols, there are multiple gingerols here. We have four of them, 6, 8, 10 gingerol, as well as 6 shogol. And you can look at those structures. Those are the chemical organic structures. And there's, by the way, a total of 33 gingerol related compounds. Okay. Now, ginger, from our analysis, has 9 biological effects. One is photoprotective effect. It has the anti-inflammatory effect, neuroprotective effect, protects the brain, anti-tumor effect, hepatoprotective, protects the liver, anti-obesity, gastroprotective effect, anti-diabetic, antibacterial. So it's got a bunch of effects. It's a very powerful medicine food. We should incorporate it in our diets on a regular basis. Most traditional cultures did that. They incorporated ginger on a day-to-day level. All right. Exactly. As Kyle Rossing says, Big Pharma loves 6 people. Yep, exactly. All right. So now, separate from this, ginger has 10 health benefits, okay? It can stop asthma, stop dementia, stop oxidative damage, stop platelet aggregation, stop diabetes, stop cancer, inhibit ulcerative colitis, inhibit cardiovascular disease, inhibit inflammation, inhibit cholesterol. So you can see, again, ginger, you have to wonder why we wouldn't be eating this regularly. Look at all the benefits. It's a very, very powerful food. Food is medicine. You can see the effects of ginger here. So when we are looking at the combination screening aspect, which is in phase 4 we're at with cytosol, again, you can see all these benefits, but we wanted to look at its benefits relative to ulcerative colitis, okay? From a combination screening effect. So now let's really share with you what we have identified in phase 4 of our analysis. Remember, cytosol has 6 phases, but in phase 4 of our analysis, someone, Amir Jafar, says, I have ulcerative colitis and so glad I found this. Well, hopefully it helps you, Amir. You came in at the right time. So let's talk about ginger's effect on ulcerative colitis. By the way, Amir and everyone listening, everything we do here is part of our Open Science Institute. Notice we share it openly, but we're looking at many, many different natural ingredients in nature, and we're trying to understand what compounds do they have that affect ulcerative colitis, all right? So let's go and look a little more at this. So as I mentioned, the effect of ginger on ulcerative colitis, one of the things that's important to understand is how does ulcerative colitis actually form? Now, the inflammatory stimuli activate these IKK kinases right here, okay? So you have an inflammatory stimuli somewhere here, and it starts this cascade of these IKK kinases, which leads then to NF-kappa beta right here, the complex, translocating into the nucleus. So here we're inside the nucleus. Now, once in the nucleus, NF-kappa beta upregulates pro-inflammatory cytokines that lead to chronic inflammation. So right here, these upregulate right here, these pro-inflammatory cytokines, which lead to chronic inflammation, which then lead to ulcerative colitis. So you notice it starts with some inflammatory stimuli here that ultimately get ulcerative colitis. And as we've talked about earlier, there's a bunch of triggers for that, okay? Now, 6-shogol, which is in ginger, inhibits this process right here. When the NF-kappa beta complex P50, P65/CREL is forming, 6-shogol inhibits this, which stops the inflammation, which stops the ulcerative colitis. So this is what you have. You have this process, which results in this, but it's a 6-shogol in ginger, which does this. The other process, so this is one way ginger helps. The other thing is we want to look at ginger and shogol, the many gingerols that are in ginger. Now, what the other process is that oxidative stress is a prevalent mechanism in ulcerative colitis. And what happens here is gingerol and shogol from ginger have antioxidant properties. So these two compounds have antioxidant properties. And these antioxidant properties mean that gingerol and shogol activate very powerful NRF2 signaling And by disassociating NRF2 from NRF to keep one complex, typically NRF2 is bonded to keep one, okay? And so what happens here is the gingerol results in the dislocation of NRF2 from keep one, which is good. And once the NRF2 is disassociated from keep one, it enters the nucleus right in here, okay? And it activates transcription of antioxidant enzymes. And these antioxidant enzymes, which obviously enhance many antioxidant capacities, but they repair damaged proteins in DNA, and they defend against oxidative stress and inflammation present in ulcerative colitis. So these antioxidant enzymes prevent the inflammation present in ulcerative colitis, but it's coming, all of this entire cascade is positively initiated from gingerol and Schogel, okay? That's where it occurs from. Gingerol and Schogel result in this entire process. All right, so that's the number two, right? So number one is 6-Schogel, just blocks NF-kappa-beta complex. Number two, gingerol and Schogel have an antioxidant effect. Then we wanna talk about the inhibition of gastric lesions. Now, inflammation and gastric lesions are the hallmark of ulcerative colitis. So these, again, inflammation and these lesions, if you talk to people who have ulcerative colitis, they'll tell you this. Someone just said, overqualified, president 2024. Actually, guys, everyone knows I'm running for president. Don't you deserve a president who'll actually roll up his sleeves and solve problems along with you? We want to create an environment where we educate people, give people tools, so we save ourselves. That's the slogan that I have, which is we must save ourselves. You must save yourself. I'm providing tools, and I believe that's the kind of leader people need. People set examples of how to save yourself. So anyway, I don't think I'm overqualified. I believe I'm rightfully qualified for supporting this. All right. So, but thank you for that comment. Now, gingerol, again with ginger, blocks 5-LOX. Now, why is this important? Because when you have these inflammation and gastric lesions, which is the hallmark of ulcerative colitis, this is happening because things are following the arachidonic acid pathway. Now, the arachidonic acid pathway, these leukotrienes, LTB4, LTC4, LTD4, are converted to cause these inflammation and gastric lesions. And they occur because of this enzyme 5-LOX. Now, the leukotrienes promote inflammation and gastric lesions right here, as we're seeing here. So what gingerol does, it knocks out, it blocks this enzyme 5-LOX, so this pathway cannot proceed. So you reduce the leukotriene levels, and that decreases the recruitment of the immune cells in the gut to the inflamed colon, which mitigates the gastric lesions. Again, ginger, very, very powerful in inhibiting gastric lesions. So let me just go through this. So 6-Schogel and gingerol is anti-inflammatory. There's an antioxidant effect here, okay? And then there's the inhibition of the gastric lesions caused from the gingerols and the Schogels. There you go. So to everyone out there listening, we are having our discussion today on ginger and its effect on ulcerative colitis. I'm walking through sharing how cytosol works, what we do as a movement, and where we are at right now from our work at cytosol is we've done the combination screening, and we will eventually do discovery. And then our goal is to actually create a digestive health product, non-pharma based, but from natural ingredients, which can support ulcerative colitis. So that's where we're at. And that's what we want to do. And that's going to be put into a new company called DigestoSolve. But we're right here right now, and we have, you know, some more time before we finalize the discovery. How can you help? Well, first of all, if you guys are interested, you can literally go to this Calendly link, calendly.com/VA Shiva 60 Minutes, set up a link, because we're going to need capital to finish all this. And you guys may be wanting to invest in this, and you can just go to calendly.com/60. Let me put this up there. So you guys, if you want to set up time to be part of this, you're more than welcome to set up time and meet with our science team and to get more insights of what we're doing internally. So let me put that up for everyone. But you can schedule a meeting, put it right up here, and you can do that right here. I just put that link up. So if you want to schedule a meeting, go right up and you can schedule a meeting. If you're interested in supporting this research, or you may be interested in exploring investment opportunities, what we're doing. So that's an opportunity for all you guys who want to know how you can be part of the Citizen Science Platform, the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. So that's one way. The other thing is you can go to vashiva.com/openscience, donate. Let me just take you guys there. You'll see what we've done there. If you go to vashiva.com/openscience, you can be part of our research in supporting what we're doing through our Open Science Institute. So let me show you there. If you go to that URL, which is right up here, I just plugged it in, you'll see that we're doing some incredible research in a bunch of areas. You can contribute whatever you want to do. You can just keep up with us. But these are all the different areas, and there's more that we're doing around 35 different areas. So you can literally be part of this, contribute to it if you want, okay? Separate from this, what I also want to share with all of you is that the first Tuesdays of every month, we do a symposium. It's open to the public, and you guys can be part of that too if you're interested, okay? That is basically a symposium that we run on all different topics of importance. But you can go to the Open Science Institute and support it. But the first Tuesdays of every month, cytosolve.com/symposium, be part of it. We're going to actually be discussing GMOs this coming month. But Cytosolve's effort is to eliminate the need for animal testing. There's no reason for it. The NIH even agrees there's no reason for it. We also use Cytosolve to support indigenous medicines. If you really want to fight racism, think about all the great research that was done by people in indigenous cultures, and our technology is helping find and prove why those medicines worked. And then finally, we want to recognize that the existing scientific enterprise, they take a lot of time to do research. There's a lot of fraud, as you can see here. The president of Stanford had to resign. Here's a Dana-Farber for University of Minnesota. They did fabricated work on Alzheimer's research. And then most recently at Dana-Farber, they just made up data. So we know there's a lot of fake science, and nothing ever happens to these guys. They don't get thrown in prison because big academia, big publishers, government and pharma all have an incestuous web of science. In fact, a bunch of billionaires here who are funding the major institutions have said, we're no longer going to fund them because they're not producing any results. So with Cytosolve, we actually produce results. You can see what we did with MV25. Every one of our research projects, it's 18 months. In 18 months, end to end, we go through those six phases, and our goal is to always develop something that actually has tangible benefits. So again, you guys should get involved in this if you want to, again, save yourself. All right. Now, let's talk about the fighting for real food. And this part of our presentation is really talk about how these forces politically diminish research that even shows ginger is better than or equal to pharma medicine. And here's some examples of it. So there's a few examples. So for example, ginger is an alternative for combating antibiotic resistant bacteria. This has been proven. It came out in the Asian Pacific Journal of Tropical Medicine. So what you see here is here's a bacterial strain. Here's the MIC values of ginger and the number of ineffective antibiotics against the bacterial strain. Okay. So this means minimal inhibitory concentration. So this is only with this minimal micrograms that ginger was a natural alternative for combating antibiotic resistant bacteria. And you can see the number of ineffective antibiotics against bacterial strain, 11, 7, 8, 14. These are the bacterial strains, but ginger was quite effective at these micrograms versus the antibiotics. Another example is ginger is equally effective to lorcaserin, which is a weight loss drug for management of obesity. This is quite fascinating. So you can see in this data here that the control was they're feeding someone a high fat diet. I'm sorry, the control, we have the control, and then someone is put on a high fat diet. And then these are different levels of gingerol compared to the square here. The big square with the purple is HFD plus lorcaserin. And that's around here. And you can see where gingerol is. Gingerol is, this is the HFD control, which is a body weight. So this is control. We have high body weight. And look at this. This is gingerol, okay? So it's equally or better or more effective. Same thing here. We have the control and we have different levels of gingerol. And you can see here, here's the, we're looking at the milligrams per deciliter of cholesterol. And what you're noticing is that for the bars here, this is the levels of different levels of gingerol. And gingerol does, I mean, equally as good. Okay. So gingerol is equally effective as a weight loss drug for managing obesity. Another one is ginger extract is good for gastroprotective adjuvant agent as polaprezink. Okay. So this is a drug, and the ginger extract is good for gastro protection, right? Protecting the gastric tract there. And so you can see here, here's control. We're looking at ulcer area, and here is the polaprezink, different dosages here. And you can see this is with, you know, with ginger extract. And then over here, you can see it with zinc sulfate, okay? So the bottom line we're seeing here is this is a ginger extract, and this is with the polaprezink. And you have, you know, if you look at the levels on this, this goes from 0 to 160, 0 to 160 here, control, and it's about, you know, pretty good, right? The lowest here is 40. The lowest here is around 4. Does a little bit better on this one, but it's pretty much in this range. So again, ginger as a medicine is good as a gastroprotective effect. So again, if you want to support our work, go to vashiva.com/open science and donate if you want to. Okay. And you can go right to vashiva.com/open science. You can choose the Digestive Health Initiative, contribute to that. And by the way, when you contribute to us, we give you gifts. We give you the entire Truth From Health Warrior Scholar Program. You get 15 gifts. Again, this is weaponizing you to save yourself, okay? Now, the last thing is ginger right for you? Is ginger right for you, okay? Doesn't mean ginger is right for everyone, okay? And it's important to understand because, you know, one man's medicine could be another person's poison. So now, first, how much ginger is good? Well, maintenance dose, Schwertner et al., 2006, at about 250 milligrams to 4.8 grams a day, okay? For pain benefits, Black et al. In 2010 said about 2 grams per day. For sugar control, okay, diabetes in this case, 2014, Arablu said 1.6 grams or 1,600 milligrams a day. For migraines, Magbulis in 2014 discovered about 250 milligrams for single dose. And for nausea, 250 milligrams to 2 grams per day. That's Trubasic in 2005. So if you have problems with abdominal discomfort, heartburn, or diarrhea, or mouth irritation, these are issues to consider how much ginger you take, or be aware of this. So again, consult your doctor. We're not a medical show. We're basically a science show showing you what's out there and organizing and aggregating it. Now, we've created a very powerful tool called Systems Health. And as I mentioned to you, which helps you figure out what's right for you. This came out of my research where I integrated the ancient systems of, or modern systems of engineering medicine with the ancient systems of Indian medicine, and created a tool which you answer a set of questions. The red dot denotes your particular body type. The black dot denotes where your body is today from a systems perspective. And the tool will give you a way to understand how food can bring that black dot to the red dot, to your own natural system state. So for example, is ginger right for you? We use the space, transport, conversion, storage, and we see ginger lowers transport. It lowers storage, okay, which is why it lowers weight. And then here you notice it depends, the conversion. So dry ginger increases digestive power, and fresh ginger lowers it, which means it calms it. Doesn't mean it lowers digestive power. So fresh ginger, you know, will calm the digestive. And if you need more digestive juices, that's a dry ginger. Okay. So there you go. All right. Now, is ginger right for you? So using your body, your system, first of all, you can figure out where you're, who you are, your system is, the red dot. And let's say the black dot defines where I am today. So the issue is, if you're here and you want to go here, is ginger going to help? And it surely will. If you use dry ginger, ginger is going to lower transport, lower storage, and it's going to head you in this direction. So in this case, it'll help me if I'm here. If you use fresh ginger, it really won't have much effect. Okay. But again, it's about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. So in closing, what I want to let you know is we've created three very powerful tools for you guys to save yourselves. If you want leadership, how to fight the swarm, leadership training use. If you want to learn how to figure out what's the right food, the right medicine, the right exercises for you, join, become a system self-educator. If you want to become part of the Open Science Institute and really we'll teach you how to do science, join there. Now, Systems Health, you can go to systemshealth.com. We, every other Fridays, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., we have a tutorial that you're all welcome to come to. You learn how you can actually begin an educational business as a Systems Health educator. Now, in conclusion, ginger inhibits LKK function, and F-kappa beta remains sequestered in the cytoplasm, down-regulating pro-inflammatory cytokines. That's one thing on ulcerative colitis. Ginger enhances antioxidant capability, defending against oxidative stress and inflammation in ulcerative colitis. And then finally, ginger reduces gastric lesions by inhibiting the 5-LOX enzyme. So to let everyone know, Digestosolve is a new venture we've started. We're in the combination screening phase. We want to finally produce a product, and you guys can be involved in that if you're interested. We have investment opportunities, but our goal is to really change this direction. Right now, if you live in the United States or anywhere part of the world, lifespan is going down. It's not going up. And this is caused by stress from destroyed immune systems, from economic issues, corrupt leaders, inability to innovate, the fake science that's taught in the educational systems, and the difficulty getting foods in our environment. And our movement is teaching people to strengthen your immune system, how you can be a leader, how you can make your children smart, know truth from lies, how you can eat local healthy foods on a budget, and how you can manage your money. We are providing you tools. We provide tools for those people who want to save themselves, okay? We're not here to be your savior. It's a much harder path, but it is a right path, because every time you outsource your stuff to other people, it hasn't really worked for you, as you can see from this graph, right? You support these politicians. Look what's going on. They're killing you, okay? So I encourage all of you guys to get involved in the movement for truth, freedom, and health. If you want to support what we're doing, become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. Get involved. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. That's right there. And by the way, you can become a member, a supporter, a warrior. In addition, we also have our open houses we do every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Join us if you want to save yourself. We're not here to push you to do that. Again, our orientation's at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., vashiva.com/orientation. Anyway, this has been a wonderful discussion. I hope you guys understood. We discussed the power of ginger. We discussed the research that even the big pharma guys don't want you to know about. We discussed the fact that we are offering a solution using cytosolve to actually figure out a new product that can support ulcerative colitis. And we shared with you how all of you can be involved in this. So I hope you take the opportunity to get involved. Again, our movement is about you saving yourself, and our movement provides you very, very powerful tools to do that. So get involved, get involved, get involved. And that's it. Be well, be the light, best to you and your families.